Welcome to another edition of Love Notes. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles, "Mend my life," each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations. Though their melancholy was terrible, it was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voice behind, the stars began to burn. Through the streets, through the sheets of clouds. And there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world. Determined to do the only thing you could do. Determined to save the only life that you could save. Mary Oliver, The Journey. Today's love note is about inspiration. It's time to fertilize our gardens. I was listening to MC Yogi the other day. I love that guy. And he's written this beautiful song about Gandhi. And in the song it says, "Be the change you want to see." If you were to become the change you want to see, who would you become? What would you do? What do you want to see? Ask that question like you're listening to the quiet. Don't answer it yourself. Let someone else answer it. Let the whisper of yourself answer that question. What change do you want to see? I want to see peace. I want to see beauty. And I want to see love. Am I willing? Am I willing to follow beauty? Am I willing to follow love? Am I willing to follow peace in my mind? One of my clients sent me this beautiful sermon by a Baptist minister. And in my family, there are so many Baptist preachers. And though I've really never spent much time in the church, it's so inside me. And I heard this preacher say, "If you feed on death, you will smell of death, and God is calling you to seek, hunt, rejoice, celebrate, experience Him." What does that mean? In Buddhism, that would be gratitude practice. Gratitude is not an idea, but an experience of being. Dwell in the light. Inspiration, the experience of being inspired, happens when we notice, take in and experience the light. And what I bring to the table is willingness, a willingness to follow what inspires me. A willingness to change. I am not the one who can change myself, but I am willing to be changed. Making this more practical, you might notice yourself dwelling in a habit of mind that is not inspirational. You might notice yourself dwelling in the habit of worry, in the habit of sadness, in the habit of anger. And you might notice you don't feel well. And then you might ask yourself, what is here now? That inspires me. And it might be that you're walking along the path and you notice a rose. And you give yourself to it. You give yourself to the moment of really taking it in. The smell and the color and the way the light lands on the petals. You might give yourself the joy of being here in the moment, even though it is only a moment. Our suffering is about what is not here now. Inspiration is about what is here now. Am I willing to give myself to the moment? Even though it's only right now. There is tremendous surrender in the choice. It promises nothing about tomorrow, and it does nothing about the past. It is only for this moment. Inspiration lives moment by moment, following the light moment by moment. Are you willing? What is the change you want to see? And where in the moment does it already reside? Love, peace, beauty is in every moment I have. Am I willing to take it? Until the next time.